Hi, guys. We got a lot of new people on our contact list who weren't here last year. For you newbies, let me bring you up to speed. Every 6 months or so, I have to come up with some new way to restate the obvious, i.e. that any political effort of any kind has to have money to operate on. And the more money we raise, the better results we can achieve. Normally, I send these appeals out by mail twice a year, and I don't bother with the internet. I've always thought that there was something a little bit cheesy about soliciting funds on the internet. It kind of puts me into the televangelist category, and I'm not comfortable with being in there with Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart. But this fundraising thing is now getting to be of critical importance, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes if it means that we can finally get this Northwest business off the ground. Money is the lifeblood of politics, our kind and their kind. We now have a nigger in the White House because some mysterious invisible hand, most likely the mysterious Jewish millionaire George Soros, caused $500 million to materialize in the bank accounts of the one off the internet back in the 2008 election. In essence, my nigger Barry and his hoe bought the White House. Not the first time in our history this has been done, to be sure, nor will it be the last. Next month, it'll be 2 years since the Northwest Front was officially founded on November the 5th, 2008. That's the day after Black Tuesday. The disease was immediately followed by the cure in this case. So, how have we been doing over the past couple of years? Well, the baby's still crawling and not yet toddling, but the curve is definitely upward. The mountain is finally starting to move. Glacially slowly. As slow as molasses in wintertime, but it's moving. And when a mountain moves, at some point or other, gravity's going to take over and you're going to get an avalanche. Now, since January of this year, the party's been on the air in the form of Radio Free Northwest. And not just I, but many of our comrades all across the internet are promoting the devil out of it, on the internet and any other way we can. In the month of September, we got slightly over 11,000 hits on the party website at northwestfront.org, of whom I think we can assume that the bulk are RFN listeners. In October, we slipped a bit, to be sure. As the internet goes, that's peanuts. But remember just how small our tiny little movement really is. The goal has to be to make that number rise a little every month. As long as the overall trend is always upward, as long as we're getting a few more viewers every month and we don't start backsliding, I'll be, well, not happy, but encouraged, let's say. I keep looking for some trick to make the site and the podcasts go viral and break out of the movement bubble and into the white community at large. I haven't found it yet, but I will. It'll probably come through mainstream media publicity, but we need to find some way to accomplish that without either making fools out of ourselves on the one hand or getting somebody killed on the other. Our discussion forum at northwestrepublic.com continues to get new members joining every week. We get almost 200 people on there now. Our video channel on YouTube, run by the inimitable Colonel House, continues to get thousands of hits every week. It's not much of an internet presence compared even to some of the larger white sites like NewSaxon.org and Stormfront, but it's a far better quality of internet presence, and eventually our own people will pick up on this fact. We're also making a few hesitant steps of forward progress when it comes to boots on the ground. This year I've done more meet and greets of both local people and people coming in from the outside to see the elephant than I have done in any year since I came home myself in 2002. The ultimate goal of all this is, of course, whole teams of effective, mature, and non-dysfunctional white activists, gainfully employed and fully settled right here in the Northwest homeland, ready and willing and raring to go to work for Northwest independence. Now, those are still too few on the ground, way too few, but things are kind of inching in that direction as more people diddle and dither and mumble to themselves in Florida and Wisconsin and Texas and California. Racial reality and the crisis of life in Obama's America does finally seem to be seeping through into certain skulls full of mush, and it's causing a lot of quote-unquote our people to venture off the internet for the first time and kind of slide haphazardly in the direction of actually doing something, of packing the moving van and coming home. Yeah, I know, it's not supposed to work like that, but out here in the real world, that's the way it goes. You might say we're oozing in the right direction. Now, at some point in the future, not sure when or exactly how it'll happen, the NF will reach a kind of tipping point. The word will get out into the white community as a whole, especially here in the Northwest, that there is an alternative movement who are at least willing to speak about the hitherto forbidden topic of direct action. Now, at some point, we really will go viral, and I'll look at that stat counter one morning, and I'm going to see 50,000 hits in the past 24 hours, something like that. It'll happen, people, but not unless we bust our butts to make it happen. One item of good news, in response to repeated pleadings and literally bribe offers, I finally more or less started work on Northwest Novel No. 5. Actually, I started it on October the 22nd. Note the significance of the date. The tentative title of this book is Freedom's Sons. I actually started the writing of it on Halloween Day, and so far I've got about 5,000 words. Now, this book is going to generally cover a roughly 50-year span in the future existence and the progress of the Northwest American Republic and show how a white state, a white ethno-state, as Wilmot Robertson would say, could actually be developed. I'll try to devote at least an hour each day to this book until I get ready to show you something, be the first section. I got no idea when that'll be. Hopefully around the end of the month, but I'll keep you posted. Politics is about the acquisition of power and the use of power to create change. In order to acquire state power, you need to possess and know how to use one of two things, money or a gun, preferably both. But we don't have the courage to take up the gun or the intelligence and the competence to use it effectively if we did. Therefore, we have to rely on money. In this society, without money, there is nothing. Again, for the benefit of those who are new, I need to go over the 10 by 1,000 concept once more. There are thousands of people who cyber hang with us on our various email lists, as well as the postal mailing list. Now, we need to find 1,000 of those people who are willing to peep out from behind their computers long enough to commit a small physical act out here in the real world to contribute at least $10 every month to the Northwest Front. That's the price of a 12-pack of cheap fizzy domestic beer. Furthermore, they need to be willing to pony up a bit more twice every year, in April and October, for the spring appeal and the fall building campaigns like this one. Let's say $100. $100 simply isn't that much money anymore. Now, we have people on the list who spend that much on beer and cigarettes and Civil War reenacting and other American pastimes every week. There are our usual overhead expenses like rent, printing, and postage for the Northwest Observer and special mailings, electric and phone bills, the cost of broadband internet. Our printed publications are absolutely necessary. In the first place, believe it or not, not everybody owns or has access to a personal computer. And in the second place, I say again, one day we're going to lose the internet, and we need to maintain the necessary skill set to service and maintain written communications networks by mail. At some point in the near future, I have to try for a road trip at least down to Oregon. I really need to get out to North Idaho again, but who knows when that's going to happen. That Oregon trip was supposed to happen this summer, but for a variety of reasons I won't get into here, it didn't. We have a whole bunch of new people down there that I need to meet as a matter of urgency. I wouldn't mind getting back out to North Idaho and Spokane again before spring, if that's possible. This means, among other things, that I have to get my battered 12-year-old car in shape for a long trip, and I'll need gas and motel money for a couple of overnighters. Then there's always the urgent need for me to order copies of the Northwest Independence novels, which are our main propaganda weapon. Now, the list goes on and on of all the various little things that we need money for. People don't understand how difficult it is to run even a kitchen table operation like the Northwest Front unless they've ever tried it. Another project I'm trying to figure out how to accomplish with no money and virtually no people is how to establish some kind of central office or general headquarters for our new party, with at least some of the appurtenances of permanence. I've got some ideas on this, but they're all going to require money. We are now beginning the period of heavy lifting I referred to on past occasions, and I have to ask you guys to put your backs into it for real. Now, I used to be pretty good at this kind of thing, as a few of you may still recall. Some of you may be old enough to remember what I can do when I have anything remotely resembling adequate resources at my disposal. Now, I'm getting old, I'm in poor health, and I'm destitute, but I'm willing to try again. It'll probably involve my doing some things that I once swore that I'd never do again. But as always seems to be the way, I have no choice other than to do things in certain ways, because I can never get adequate help or resources to do otherwise. And since doing nothing is not an option, especially now, I must try again. I will never, ever give up. Look, I think all of you pretty much get all this. The only question is whether or not you intend to make yourselves part of the solution. I hope so. Send those contributions to the Northwest Front at Post Office Box 4856, Seattle, Washington 98194. That's Post Office Box 4856, Seattle, Washington 98194. And make those checks and money orders out to the Northwest Publishing Agency. Guys, I can do this, but I can't do it without you. This is Harold Covington speaking. Sacha Andaban. Freedom.
Calling all the clans together. Calling all the clans together. Calling all the clans together. Brothers, come around. Calling south and north together. Calling west and east together. Calling all the clans together. Brother, come around. Can't afford to be a bit of sleeping. Can't you see the reaper weeping? Brothers, come and run. Never mind the shells are flying. Never mind the dead and dying. Can't you hear the piper piping?